Oh, yes! It's Wine Wednesday on your drive home. I'm sure there's something wonderful and fun you're off to do. And perhaps you should think about going to Blue Star for a delicious dinner, right? Or maybe go ahead and book your reservations for her wine dinner, which is going to be Valentine's. Reservations are a must. It's going to be 3 or 4 courses, each one paired with a wine. It's going to be delicious. It's a great way to show the one you care that you want to be romantic with them and, of course, feed them. I tell you, it's a top priority of mine to be fed.
Right?
I know it. It's something. So February 10th, this day in history, it's always a fun little tidbit that we add into the Vero Insider. In 1933... the first singing telegram was launched February 10th of 1933. Isn't that just fun and useless information that we need?
We do need it. It's
right? If I was around in 1933, I would have been the one singing it. That's what I would have done.
Do we know who received it?
Now, that would have been good information, Joe. No, they didn't give me that. But then I also found out, I'm sure you both all know, Tom and Jerry, right? The cartoons?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
They're staples. They're like classic Americana. 1940, February 10th, they were unveiled.
Oh.
Right?
Ah.
Yeah.
1940, okay.
I mean, you got to think that's like 3 generations that they've been a part of. That's pretty outstanding.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to find this other information, so we'll get back to that. We'll get back to this one. Art on the Island. We have Joan Earnhardt. She's with the Vero Beach Art Club. She helps to spearhead this. It's the second annual.
That's correct.
Last year, who was the winner? Who was the best in show for your 3-day art extravaganza?
That would have been Mr. George Paxton, who is a hugely talented sculptor.
Oh.
And he does bronze sculptures that are phenomenal. Also, coincidentally, at the same show, he was chosen by the patrons to receive one of the Patrons' Choice Awards.
Wow,
well,
that's an honor.
Thrilled.
Oh,
he was
I bet.
Thrilled. Yes.
Oh, that's terrific. And how heavy are his bronze sculptures?
Pretty darn.
Requires some handsome men with muscle from White Glove?
Yeah.
Just saying. Planting
yes,
seeds.
Yes, probably so. If someone wants to take one of those home, yes, absolutely. Oh.
Well, then we'll be on site just to help out with that.
There you go.
Will he be there this year?
Yes, he has. He has a beautiful piece this year. I've already seen it.
Oh, okay. Look at you with your sneak peeks. So it's going to be Friday from 5 to 8.
Yes, and also let me add, Friday from 5 to 8, actually from 4 on, we will be treated to a string quartet from the Space Coast Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, wow. Lovely!
They played
awesome
for us last year. They're phenomenal. And, of course, with the help and guidance of Mr. Aaron Collins, who is the director, conductor for the Space Coast Symphony Orchestra. And let me say that little plug for him, because I think he is so people-friendly. He is just an amazing, dynamic person. And yesterday, there was a concert at the high school. He plays at the high school when he comes to Vero Beach.
Oh, terrific.
And there was a Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1.
Mm.
The guest artist was a Taiwanese young lady. Her name is Su Yi Chen. And I have never seen a young woman play like this girl did.
Oh, wow.
She was just, I mean, you wouldn't believe that this girl is here in Vero Beach, because she is just phenomenal.
Well, so to think all of this wrapped up in one weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Art on the Island, that's just good stuff. Before we had gone to break, we had just touched on the fact that Caliber Home Loans is a sponsor of the show, and how these ladies can put together a plan so that home ownership can be a reality, whether you're looking to refinance, and of course, they use local appraisers, which I would think is a huge upsell as a buyer or a seller.
Absolutely. It's absolutely necessary to use local appraisers.
And so often you don't get to get that option.
No, because the bank uses whoever, anywhere, Brevard County all the way down to St. Lucie County. They don't really know Vero Beach or Sebastian as well as the local appraisers do.
True, true. And have you, either of you, had any experiences with Caliber Home Loans?
Yes, I've had a couple deals go through with them, and they went through without a hitch.
Oh, that's terrific. Problems. Well, the girls' office is right here on Miracle Mile over by the Bonefish. Mm-hmm. So if you are considering buying a home, because like Carolyn had said right before break, it's far more affordable to actually own your own home than it is to pay rent. To do first, last, and security, and to think what you can get back from your tax returns. I mean, you're almost there to be able to come up with a down payment for your home and know it's yours.
Right. And rents are extremely expensive now.
In the height of season, they tend to be.
Your mortgage, mm-hmm. your mortgage is usually hundreds of dollars less than what rent is.
Upsell, upsell. Think about it. Caliber Home Loans, and we just happen to have a couple realtors on the show. It's just super easy. So we're talking about Shrimp Fest at the end of the month. Art in the Island is this weekend. Next weekend, for those who are wondering, what are we going to do to fill in that whole weekend? Well, there's the Beer and Wing Fest. There's right. Cherish the Children with Hibiscus Children's Center. In fact, White Glove has been able to team up with them. And it's all these beautifully painted chairs. So they name it Cherish, but it's spelled C-H-A-I-R-ish, right. I-S-H. Yeah. Clever, clever, clever. And they have, for $100 a ticket, it includes your drinks and dinner and live auction. Really fun setting over at the Vero Beach Country Club. That's on the 19th. And then, of course, the 20th is the Beer and Wing Fest over on Royal Palm Point, which is expanded this year. It's a little bit bigger.
Right.
And that's always exciting. So there's never a dull moment. But for a family-friendly event, you can definitely save the date, February 27th to 28th.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun for everyone. There's fun for all.
I think so. What's something else about Shrimp Fest that we need to know that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, we will have music there both days. I think we have that.
Live music.
I'm always a big fan
of live music.
Actually, the City of Sebastian is going to give us their stage.
Generous.
That, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to let us use it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And some of the artists that will be there is Atlantic Bluegrass,
yep.
the Cheyenne Band, Professor Benny Good, Penny Good's Flea Circus, which I love to listen to. On Sunday, they have the Bluegrass Band, and they are awesome. Nikki Talley is going to be there. She did the Concert in the Park this past Friday in Sebastian. Awesome, awesome show.
What a talent. What a talent. I sold her mom a home, and I had to meet her when we were there at the concert. I had to wait for her to get off stage at break. And,
of course.
Give her a hug and say, hey, I see where you got your stuff. Mom's original hippie.
Oh, yeah? Oh, nice.
And also Hair Piece will be there on Sunday.
Oh, wow. So it's just great music, great food, craft beer, all sorts of other samplings and things. And tell me, what are some of the vendors that are going to be there?
We will be there. Remax Associated Realty, I think Caldwell Banker will have a booth there. Remax Crown Realty may as well. On the realty front, a lot of the crafts, the craft jewelry type and that kind of stuff. No
so
food.
There'll be a little shopping.
Right.
Yes. And there will be a vendor there. We bought some candied jalapenos at the Frog Leg Festival when we were there, and he said he's going to be there. We served them to our Super Bowl guests yesterday.
Mm. Oh, really? Yeah. Everybody loved it, huh?
Yeah, Ritz cracker with a little bit of the soft cream cheese and then the jalapeno on top. Mm. It went in like 5 minutes.
Oh, nice. Right. Taste tested, crowd approved. Love
there you
it.
Go. Right.
Yeah, yeah. How did the Super Bowl game, did it disappoint? Did it exceed your expectations?
I was glad to see Peyton Manning win. It
right?
could be his very last year, and he went out on a high note, and I think that was awesome.
I do, too. It's always nice to go out on a high note. Although this show's not ending anytime soon, so don't even
think about it.
Don't even think about it.
We saw you going down that road.
Not happening. So if you visit theveroinsider.com, you can check out all of our archive shows. You can also live link to all of our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors like Foxy Nails, Hair Studio Aviro, White Glove Moving, Pac-Mail Beachside, Protected Title, Caliber Home Loans, and Sandridge. There's also a little blog spot, featured drinks, pictures of our guests so you can put faces and names together. It's really fun. If you get a chance, please visit the site. You can also click onto our Facebook page and see what's trending and what we have going on and all the fun cross promotions that are out there. February 10th is National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
Really?
Yes, sir. I don't make this up.
All right.
You were talking about soft cream cheese, and it just the wheels were turning. Cream cheese brownie. Now, I personally have seen some, but I've never had one. I've seen them. They look very decadent. They look really amazing. And I happen to enjoy both brownies and cream cheese. I just don't know how I feel about them together. But on February 10th, we have a day just devoted to it. So I better pick up the pace.
Yeah, you might have to try it.
Yeah, you should have made some for us today.
I know. Slacker on my part. Yeah, she's like, she'll put me in line. Yeah, I like it. Right? She's like, hello, you disappointed me, Anna.
Well, you
sorry,
made me hungry.
I know, right? Well, I didn't see you bringing any candied jalapenos. Jeez Louise. And it's also National Home Warranty Day. Yeah.
Oh,
February 10th, National Home Warranty Day. And I know that most homes in this area, depending on the community, they're a little bit older. So I don't know how long those warranties are really in effect.
You can get 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, whatever.
That's typically the denominations. I know that my house was built in 68. I'm pretty sure all of its warranties have since subsided.
Oh, yeah. Right?
It's also National Umbrella Day. Yes. Yeah. I carry an umbrella with me in my car all the time. How about you guys?
Yep.
I carry two.
It's really important. You never know. Even the sun showers. You know, it's just sunny out and then just rain coming sideways.
That's right.
It does nothing for my giant hair. It gets progressively bigger. You have to walk in the doorway sideways just so you can get clearance. It's important that you have an umbrella, folks. And National Umbrella Day promotes that.
Umbrellas, right?
Clever ones. Uh-huh. You know where I saw really cute umbrellas was at the Vero Beach Museum gift shop.
Yes. Yeah.
They're really cute.
They are. I've seen them.
Oh, that's where the Vero Beach Art Club office is, isn't it?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
They have giant flower ones, or they have animals or maps. Oh, it's really cool.
I think I'd like to have one that says white glove on it.
Oh, I can make that happen.
There you go. Right.
I got a list going just for Carolyn. She'd like some things. Cream cheese brownies and a white glove umbrella. I like her style.
Right.
I do indeed. Well, you're listening to the Vero Insider, where we chat about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. We're talking about Art on the Island this weekend and Shrimp Fest, the final weekend of February. There's more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Buying or selling a home? Looking for a stress-free closing? Protected Title offers buyers and sellers the services of a law firm without the cost of lawyers. If you are selling a home in Vero Beach, Sebastian, or Fort Pierce and want a free consultation with a real estate attorney regarding the sale of your home, please call Protected Title. That's Protected Title at 866-PROTECT. Or you can visit us at protectedtitle.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Complete Employee Solutions in Vero Beach wants to ask, what could your business achieve if you weren't taking up precious time with payroll, tax compliance, HR, and the like? If you're a small, growing business, it can be tough keeping up to date with increasing payroll and tax regulations. Without a proactive plan to help you manage your back office burdens, achieving your business goals could get sidelined. Hiring Complete Employee Solutions will allow you to have a paperless payroll and HR tools so you can improve compliance that will attract and retain valued employees. Save time and improve your bottom line. Complete Employee Solutions does paperless payroll and employee leasing too. Complete Employee Solutions. Join the team and feel complete. 567-6333.
Don't miss Shrimp Fest, a free, fun, two-day festival in Fellsmere. Enjoy a variety of signature shrimp dishes created by 6 local restaurants. You can taste local craft beers on Saturday and home brews on Sunday. Live music, vendors, exhibitors, and kids' activities by Home Depot. Funds raised will support youth sports in North Indian River County. Shrimp Fest, February 27th and 28th in Fellsmere. Shrimpfestfl.com.
You did good.
How was the commercial?
It was good.
I know.
All right.
You got quite the voice for radio.
I don't know.
Phase two.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is like phase four.
Oh, you're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. How does curried butternut squash soup, or perhaps Chinese five-spice duck breast sound?
Oh, yum.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Maybe a little mustard and herb roasted rack of lamb.
Okay.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Or perhaps some pan-seared jumbo diver sea scallops.
Oh, yes.
Those are just some of the options. Ooh, a little foie gras, brulee, appetizer. What was zucchini toast? Kitty at the Blue Star thinks of everything for this five-course wine pairing. $50 includes all your wine, all your food, a romantic evening. It's going to be a good time. Make sure you book your reservations. You can go to Blue Star on theveroinsider.com, live link to her Facebook. Check out the whole menu for yourself. It is insane. The descriptions are so good. And there's two choices of wine for each course. You could choose a white or a red.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And five courses?
Yeah.
That's five glasses of wine.
I think you're bonus.
Right.
Walking home.
Right. We're going to have to, like, rent a room somewhere within crawling distance.
That's right. 492-9057. That's to make your reservation, 492-9057. Check out that Facebook post there at the Blue Star. You can find it on the Vero Insider Facebook post also. Okay, so I have wonderful people in the studio. We're talking about Art on the Island. We're talking about Shrimp Fest. 1979, February 10th, Rod Stewart peaks at number one with Do You Think I'm Sexy? Uh-huh. I adore that song. Now, I was not born in 1979. In fact, I wasn't even thought of, pretty sure. But I love that song, and it's been remade so many times. It's such a classic. And to think that it's having an anniversary today. It's its birthday.
Right.
We got to give it props where props are due.
Well, I can tell you right off the top of my head, that's 36 years old.
Yeah,
that's my
counting?
I have a son born in 1979. Oh, he's 36. So.
There you go.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Right.
I love when math happens easy like
yeah,
that, just
right.
by association. I got this one. That's
maybe
good
you
stuff.
Could sing the song for us.
Yeah, I tried to YouTube it so that we could play it, and unfortunately, it's going to play an ad first, and no one wants to hear the ad. They just would rather hear us ramble.
That's
trust
right.
Trust me. They totally want that instead. I just know it.
Well, we're so good at it.
Right. I know. We just keep the momentum going. So obviously, we just gave a great shout out for Blue Star and the upcoming Valentine's Wine Dinner. Tell us and our listeners again what restaurants they can expect to taste out at Shrimp Fest in this big competition for the top prize. Bragging rights.
All right. So Captain Hiram's is going to be there. Osceola Bistro. Fish House Bar and Grill, a Tiki Bar and Sebastian, Squid Lips, and Marsh Landings.
Great selections and good representation of all parts of the county, too.
Right. Yeah, we tried to spread it around and get, you know, more
really
of the county
smart.
Involved, right?
Really smart. Great, great technique. And again, there's bracelets available. There's taste, or you can commit to dishes. There's kids activities.
Right.
There's non-shrimp options.
There are. I have one more option to mention.
Oh, do you, sir?
I do.
What is it, Mr. Jim Bellinger?
Well, if you're not into beer, the Endless Summer Winery will be there.
I'm going.
Wow, look at that ace in your back pocket.
Right, exactly.
Plus,
something for the girls at the last minute there, right?
I love it.
You know what they do there, what I really enjoy? They do wine slushies.
Oh.
What? Yeah, it's delicious.
Right.
Uh-huh. Wow. And most of all of their wines are made from the Moscato grape because that is a good growing grape here in Florida. They do a wonderful job. Not only is their venue impressive, but the fact that they're going to be up there representing and showing some love, that's really terrific. And I hope that they have a big slushy machine there. That's what I'm hoping for.
There you go.
Keeping my fingers crossed.
I may take some of that myself.
Yeah. Right. If it's endorsed by the Vero Insider, why wouldn't you?
Of course.
Right? It's only logical.
It's exactly
uh-huh.
right.
So we have the winner of last year's Art on the Island back exhibiting this year. There's over 90 artists.
There are 90 artists, yes, and 132 pieces of art.
Wow. Yes.
And a lot of them are on sculpture pedestals.
So those are really great for
displaying.
They're
not all will be hanging. So yeah, it's sort of almost 50-50 this year.
Wow. So what constitutes as 3D for our listeners that are wondering, what exactly makes it a 3D art?
Well, 3D means something that you can usually walk around.
Oh, okay.
A piece of sculpture, a piece of glass, jewelry, things that you can feel, pottery, I think I said that, wood.
Oh,
Fiber things that have a third dimension to them rather than a flat surface like a painting or a photograph. So this is why we ask our people to add something three-dimensional to their paintings or their photographs or their drawings and bring it out away from the surface, and then there's that pizzazz again.
Yeah, I love the word pizzazz too. And for people that aren't familiar where Marsh Island is.
Yeah.
Marsh Landing is
the restaurant.
We got
them both going here, right?
Whoops. It's right off of the North Bridge.
It's off from the Wabasso Bridge.
Wabasso Bridge.
On the west end, before you get to the causeway, and it's directly across the road from the Environmental Learning Center.
Nailed it. People are going to know where that is.
Exactly. And you just hang right into Marsh Island Club Drive. And after that, it's cinchy because you'll see balloons and sandwich stands and everything. And there will be people out there telling you where to park.
Okay.
And so it should be easy.
Good. Somewhere close to the big, beautiful white glove moving truck. Always offering free estimates.
Right.
Local and long distance moving. Just saying.
Right.
One of the things, too, that gas station over there at the foot of that causeway, I always feel like they have some of the best rates.
They
in
do.
The entire county. Is it just
they
me?
They do. No.
Yeah, they do.
No,
right?
Absolutely.
So go on a half-empty tank and fill up while you're out there.
There you go.
So
there you go.
The Severo Insider give you some inputs and
good
some details.
Advice.
Yeah. They think of everything. All right. So that's this weekend, 5 to 8 on Friday.
5 to 8 on Friday.
And Saturday and Sunday once more?
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And after 4 p.m. on Sunday, come and get the pieces that you have chosen to purchase.
Terrific. And then grab dinner at the Blue Star.
There you go.
What a win.
Right? We've already booked this weekend. So now the 27th and the 28th, one more time. Let's give some kudos to our wonderful sponsors that are making the first annual Shrimp Fest possible.
Absolutely. Well, there's the companies are Semco Construction, Complete Electric, Custom Air Systems, Hometown News, Reliable Septic, Caldwell Banker Paradise, Dr. Tim Lonides, IV Technologies, RE/MAX Associated Realty.
That's you guys.
That's us. Yeah. Yep. Live Now team at RE/MAX Associated Realty. Sebastian River Medical Center, CeeLo Blue Barn LLC, RE/MAX Crown Realty, FP&L,
nice.
Napier and Rollins, Attorneys at Law, and Riverside Cleaning.
Wonderful.
Those
wonderful.
Are the major.
The bigger level sponsors.
The bigger level sponsors, right.
Very nice. And of course, there's going to be a VIP tent at 11 o'clock. All the food will be out on both days, but you can get there early. You can get there right around 9 a.m. on the 27th and 28th. There's going to be live music, food. And remember, it all goes to benefit.
Oh, it's going to benefit the North County youth, sport youth. And I have a list of those here. So it's going to Boys and Girls Club of Fellsmere Baseball Team, Indian River Rugby Foundation, Sebastian River High School Crew, Sebastian River High School Lacrosse, Sebastian Soccer Competitive Division, and Sebastian Sharks Youth Football and Cheerleaders.
See, you're going to have a good time and do a good thing all in one.
That's
how we love it at the Vero Insider. Thanks, as always, for listening and taking this information to heart, supporting our wonderful sponsors. Visit theveroinsider.com. Again, big thanks to Fox & Nails, Hair Studio Vero, White Glove, Pac Mail, Protected Title, Caliper Home Loans, and Sandridge. Visit theveroinsider.com. And until next week, cheers.
Cheers.
Yay, thank you
for having us.
Thank you.